Originally formed as a task force on early childhood education for the Park City Community Foundation, the Early Childhood Alliance is focused on providing children in the Wasatch Back equitable and abundant opportunities from the prenatal stage through their third year. The Alliance is also part of the ongoing social equity work between the Community Foundation and Park City Municipal. Kristen Schulz is the coordinator for the Early Childhood Alliance and says early childhood care is about much more than just providing a safe place for children while their parents are at work.
This is also a social and economic justice issue. When we look at the data, there are significant disparities in kindergarten readiness that are based on income, minority status, and English language fluency. And so one of the outcomes that we're really trying to change by our efforts is to make sure that all of our kids are kindergarten ready by the time that they are, you know, of age to go to kindergarten.
The Alliance is funded through the Early Childhood Fund at the Park City Community Foundation and has about $750,000 to spend on programs this year. Schulz says they estimate about 1,800 children in the Wasatch Back could be helped by the services, as well as up to 1,000 children of out-of-town workers who commute to the area each week. The Alliance will be holding a virtual back-to-school roundtable discussion at 1 p.m. on August 18th to answer questions from parents wary about sending their little ones to school in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Brandy Rasmussen is the director of Creekside Kids Academy and Peak Program and says much of the back-to-school discussion so far has been centered around older students.
Just like the elementary schools, there's parents to have a lot of questions and there's a lot of unknown. So we're all dealing with those challenges, and I think that's going to be one of the big benefits to having this panel discussion is parents are going to get the opportunity to figure out and learn what we're doing and how we're moving forward.
A recent report by National Public Radio says at least 97,000 children tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 2 weeks of July. Schulz says the decision to send young children to pre-K is ultimately up to parents, but adds she believes the benefits of early childhood programs will be hard to turn down.
I think when you look at the data overall, though, the overwhelming benefits of being in a high-quality childcare environment are powerful. And then you also have the issue of, you know, the workforce issue. It is very difficult to work at home with a toddler. And, you know, childcare, I think a lot of people may not think about this, but childcare is really a two-generation workforce issue, right? Because it's essential to support your workers who actually are working today, the parents, but it's really also vital to developing our workforce for tomorrow.
Schulz adds that all the associated childcare providers are adhering to strict health guidelines as the school year approaches. The Early Childhood Alliance will be holding a fundraiser on September 22nd, and additional details will be provided as they become available. For more information on the Alliance or to register for the Back to School Roundtable, visit earlychildhoodalliance.net. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.